We're holding in Siman Tov Resh Chaf Vav Sif Beis. We spoke about, we had a situation where a sukkah was under a tree and grappling when that's acceptable and when it's not acceptable. Now, in Kotzat Tzilun, so he puts the sukkah.
Not acceptable under a tree.
Put a sukkah and he puts the branch from the tree on top of the sukkah for schach when it's still attached, and that's possible. Now he cut it off the tree. This kosher. So if he did this in order to allow the tree to become part of the sichuch, so it's kosher. But because it might be a chaver manichai.
So he's talking about the branches here, right?
Some of the branches. So you have to pick each one up and put it back down again. Because if it's not, you're going to have a problem of tasa. You can't have a situation where the sukkah is in place, bipsul, and then you want to be machshir as such. You have to make it. So you have to put it on first. Or redo it, put it on again. I go, well, mutter lasses sukkah tachas mechuber oy bayis lasir achukach. The Ramah comes along and says, according to that argument, you might think, let's say I have a removable roof over my sukkah, and I want to put up the schach, specifically the schach, while the roof is on. So you might say, well, that's a problem, because when you put up and the roof is on, it's not kosher. You take the roof afterwards. Roof off afterwards, it's tassel and osi.
Oh, it is.
So we say that that's not a problem. Well, mikra tassel and osi hoil ben psul b'schach atzmai. So whereas in the scenario which the Shulchan Aruch was dealing with, the schach itself was not acceptable schach. So it was put in as schach posel, and then afterwards it was made kosher. That doesn't work. But over here, the schach itself is kosher. There's a problem. There's something else above it, which is giving it a canopy over it. So you can remove that, and that's not a problem. Okay. Let's see the Mishabura. In Kotzat, Yud Gimel. Let's see Loimer. Ahav shemitchila hidlo hi'ilan ala sukkah l'sachich boi. You put the tree on top of the sukkah, the branch of the tree on top of the sukkah, to be schach, mahavi schach posel, the mechuberhu, it's posel because it's still attached. Lamikri zet tassel min osri, kibin shebesoiv, kitzotzer l'shem sichuch. So it's not tassel min osri, because when you cut it off, havi asiya nichodosh, vikosher, I feel ain shom shum schach acher. So we could argue that the act of cutting, detaching it from the tree, that's the asiyah, which would solve the problem. However, I'll be kamokam b'ktsitz levad lo mikra asiyah gemura kim shal kitzitzon kadem shedlo. Lakin tzarek lenaneya gam ken acher aktsitzo b'shim tzkilo oysa shom menicha mimikam yaseim. So it sounds like from over here that that had you not had the act of ksitza being done to make it as a new asiya, then just doing the nua is not sufficient. You have to do more than that. But since you did ksitza, then we're going to allow the nua to be the end of the process of making a new mice and a sina. Umanicha l'shem, so you pick it up, put it down, that should be for sale. There's no requirement in general. Anytime you put schach down, there's no requirement. The shame sukkah, the requirement is the shame sale.
So the problem is that you bent the tree over first. So if I build a sukkah under a tree and I cut down part of the tree and let it fall on the roof and with schach, that would be okay.
Correct.
And that's the same as having the branches
Same thing as having the garage over your garage little roof in place. Yeah.
So what?
If you would have a canopy of the tree high up, the crown of the tree over the sukkah, and you cut it down afterwards, that's not a problem. Okay. You took a large branch detached from the tree, stuck it on the ground, and it, you know, reached up, and it was acted as a canopy to be part of the schach on top. So you did have a shame sale, so that's mutter. You put it there for storage, let's say. Kiziyaz man sukkah came kivain shiyah l'shem sale. Also, that's going to be a problem again. It wasn't put to the shame sale to be a root, you know, so then tassel l'menosi. Vim hishrish. If meanwhile you have your branch of your tree stuck in the ground, there's a good chance it might take root. Well, if it takes root, yeah, it's mechuber. So then it's no good. You don't, in the case where you built it under the roof, and then you remove the roof, you don't have to redo the schach. So we're going to see as we go along in the next sif that there are some questionable cases. And this case, everybody agrees, is acceptable. Okay. So there's the Sharatzin and Yudzayin, which explains the difference. But it's not worthwhile to do the Sharatzin and Yudzayin yet until we see the next sif, and we'll see the case, and we'll compare the cases. Okay? So let's see the case. Let's see sif kimmel. Oizasukah lamata babayis tachazagag shesira harofen. You have a roof. And you took off all of the shingles. So you're left with the joists of the roof, but there's no shingles.
The what of the roof?
You're left with the board with the joists. The joists. 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 That's the pieces of wood which hold up your roof. So you're left with those pieces of wood, but the shingles are not there. So it's open. And you now make a sukkah beneath that in the house. So the thinner boards, which thinner pieces of wood, which were the support for all of the shingles, are still there. Because none of them is thick enough to be problematic. That's case number one. Hagoa became mutter. Lasis a sukkah tachas agagus. Hosius liptech belisker. If you have a roof which is made to open and close, and you build the sukkah under that gag, that's mutter. Mutter the sagar and the shaman. Then during sukkahs, you're allowed to close that to prevent the rain from coming in. Well, that's the post, and then open it up again. Fill be yomtiv shor the sargon the post. That's not even a yomtiv.
Why is that pon that?
Okay, we'll see. Imeishem sirim shesargo pesach behem. As long as they have a mechanism which that they open and close on, so it's clearly made for opening and closing. So that's mutter. Bemzeh lo mishum binyan sirim binyan oil be yomtiv lo mishum tassel manasi. It's not a problem of opening and closing in Yomtiv, a binyan and steer issue. It's not a problem with Haslam and Osi, because the stock itself was made by Kashrus. Rashi says shelo yeshiv taftei and kashen skurim shows the sukkah psul. But obviously, when the roof is closed, you can't sit there, and you have to keep that in mind.
Whether it's tearing hinges.
Correct. That's, you know, just in general, the issue when a person has what they call you know, the covering for a sukkah is what we call a shlak. So be careful not to sit it, you know, when the weather gets good again, you have to make sure you remove all of it totally. I was once invited to somebody's sukkah who had had rained, they put the shlak out, they hadn't removed the whole shlak afterwards, they ended up sitting under the shlak. So that wasn't very pleasant. Not Mekayim Mitzvah, and it's Brach Lovatola, so.
Covering.
Covering, yeah. Covering on the sukkah. Tezayin.
What is the matter with that? That is possible.
If you have a plastic covering on top, that's a problem.
What, the schach fell off?
No, you just put a plastic cover on top to block the rain from coming in. So after it stops raining, you want to take it off to make sure you're not sitting under plastic, you're sitting under the kosher stuff.
It was left on after the rain stopped.
Correct. It wasn't removed totally. Heitzim adakim shakar and lattice. So we call it a lattice, but over here it means basically the supports for the roof. See, but it's still there, it's ksheira. Long mishabura. You're allowed to sit under directly, the equivalent to sitting under those beams. They're clearly not kosher for sichuch. And they weren't there for the purpose of creating a shade. They're there for the purpose of supporting a roof. You've done an action to be machshir them. How is that? You removed all of the shingles. So we darshan a raise a kilu. But also ma'aser begufa etzim miskinim the shame sukkah miniskash. So that's, you've changed the status of these supports. They're no longer there for support purposes. They're there to be a sichuch. So that's kosher. Avolim loy heiser harofim kelasis shom sukkah. Alkachayus amikadim benuya b'legag. Let's say you were building a house, you haven't finished, completed the building process. You still have the roof, has not been put on, but you have the supports there. So here it wasn't removed for the purpose of the sukkah, it was just that's the way it was. So over there, kimish lo osa shum maisa b'gag l'shem asiyah sukkah l'tzeil, kenu eitzim. So the pieces of wood and the beams are schach posel. Then a commercial kosher b'sif aleph gabi ilan. So you have a sukkah with schach posel above it. So now you have to judge: will the sukkah be kosher without it? If there's a tremendous amount of schach below, so I could, the area which is directly under these supports is not acceptable, but that, I ignore that, it's still enough schach besides that. But if I don't have enough, or the way the Mishnah Berurah presented it, I need the shade of these boards above to create itself some merubah. So without it, it's going to become some merubah, so it's possible. Okay. So the first opinion said, let's go back to the point where we were referring back to, that by the act of removing the roof, you're converting the status of these supports, the joists, and saying that their function is no longer to support a roof, their function is to be schach. So that's not called tassel minasi. It's not a problem with, the puzzle says you should make, and it shouldn't be that it's already there. But that's the case over here. It wasn't ready to be a sukkah, it was already there. And now, so it's too late. You can't use it. So no, the act of change, removing the shingles is considered an halacha, the equivalent of changing, redoing it. So you made an halacha shame sukkah. Some disagree. I said, no, that's not true. The removing the shingles is not enough. The servant of the Bechol, Gavne, Be'in, and Shafil, Immunotel, Nagaretim, Yeshar, Tels, and Ruma, Mechams. Even in a situation where, right, the Mishnah Berurah contrasts two cases. With the case, number, case number one was where you set it out with the roof, it had not been completed yet. And there we said that we agreed that it's not going to be usable to count for the schach. But in a case where you remove the shingles of that purpose, that's what this machlokes is. So they say there's no difference in the two cases. The case where it was there from beforehand, unfinished, or you wouldn't remove now the shingles, and therefore you have the same result, you have just the rafters visible, but this sheet to hold is no good. The only way it's going to be good if the sukkah below, without the contribution of the rafters, is tzelsim rupa. Okay, Bemis Bistam Sukkas, commercial on Osh, Gilam Chas is called a sukkah. They are the way we do the sikhuch. This is probably not a problem. Okay, in Kerelotzes, Yidei Kol Sveikus, Yirashi and Revach Ben Ha'etzim Hadakim, Ben Echel Chabero, Kishish HaShetuachim. There's one more possible issue over here. What's a possible issue? We mentioned that they have love of the chumrah. Do we say that since the gap between the rafters is less than three tefachim, let's say, so that's the scenario. There's less than three tefachim, so we should look at it as if it's all one enclosed area. He says you should have a situation where the rafters, are more than the three tefachim are more between each other. Right, 1 second, what's the place? This all is talking about a case where the rafters are up there and you're making a sukkah below. What about a case if you're using the rafters as the support for the sukkah? You're making the schach actually on the rafters. So you takes up the shingles of the roof and lays down schach directly on the rafters. What happens over there? That chumrah that we're going to be cautious for a lovud doesn't apply when you actually have the schach sitting right there.
We don't call it
lovud. So since you're putting the actual schach there, see, you can't argue that we look as if the boards which are there are lovud and you're putting your sukkah on top of a solid roof. Mm-hmm. The case before where you have a sukkah down here and the rafters up there, so we look at this sheet of the chumrah and say that's a solid roof and you have something over your head. Mm-hmm. But where the schach is sitting on it directly, it's negating its effect of lovud, it's putting a schach there. Mm-hmm. So if you don't say that you can mitzaref the different pieces, the different rafters together, there's something in between blocking it, as it were. The schach kosher is in between, and that's definitely the majority. Okay, so that would be halachically much better. Okay, Yudches, Tachas Agagas Hasugya. So let's say you want to make your sukkah beneath this removable roof. I don't feel about Oichen Skurim, even though the skur is, even though the roof is closed. Well, make your Tassel Manos and Lekko Tassel Manos, it cannot be Sebeis Bahako, like you said before. Because it's not intrinsically in the schach itself. It has to be open when you put the schach on. They agree with that opinion. It has to, when you make the original act of sichuch, it should be the one. It should be creating shade. If, however, you built it when the roof was closed, according to this opinion, you would have to open the roof and then pick up and put down again every piece of schach. The Hanushek Bia called Eitz Levadai. You have to be in the Chen on the Shem Seil. You pick each one up, you put it back down on the Shem Seil. Shul Biak Bia, Eitz Chavero, Yanichu, Bechem Kulam. You do the next one, and etc. You can get through every single one. Fine. The guy laid out the schach on the roof when the roof was in place. Then he removed the roof from beneath it afterwards. So what's the luck in that case? He says that every degree is no good. When you put it there, there, you can't say that you got a shame schach on it, because the roof was still in place at that point in time. So you don't say, so let's say in different than we had before, we mentioned in the beginning of tonight, Sefbeis, where you had the trees of the canopy of the leaves and the branch on top of the schach, and then you detach it. So that act of detaching it is equivalent to some act of asiyah. Or he said before, the act of removing the shingles is some act of asiyah. So let's argue, when you put the schach on top, you remove the shingles, that's an act of asiyah. So the problem is, there's no tefanis, because the tefanis which are below of the shingles, have no connection, no shachas to the schach, which is there. So you made schach without walls, and the law is the same as the Tassel Manasseh, you have to make walls first. The person wouldn't want to. He has one of those like the sliding walls that go into a track. So let's put up the schach and we'll slide in the walls later. That's not a good idea. Unless you have enough walls that it's kosher when you put it in. But if you wouldn't have enough walls in, you put the schach up first, it's no good. Okay, so you're allowed to open and close this roof. Well, actually, the pasuk, you can close it, and then when it rains, you can open it again when it stops raining. Zeh mutter filo dasam chirim hanal kishanasa mitchila behechsher. But even though according to the machmirim, would say when the lattice is there, what's beneath it has a problem, this situation is better. So right now he says the case was you built it with the roof open, then you closed the roof and it rained, then you reopened it. So this has an advantage over the previous cases that when you made it, it was made behechsher, mamish behechsher. So the fact that later on it became not usable doesn't change, doesn't remove it. It's not called a new asiyah, that it's an asiyah with everything in the place, which is not acceptable. But rather, we say that everything stays halachically the way it was. You You don't lose anything by the fact that you closed it. But according to this, it's not a new asiya. There was the original. It's not that you, when you close the roof, like you lost your sukkah. When you're opening it, you're doing a new asiya. It's a new asiya with the schach already in place, which is no good. It's tassel v'lamin osi. We don't say that. Coming according to this opinion, however, it's only kosher to do this if the schach, the roof is open when you put down the schach, according to this. And then you close it afterwards. What?
Say that again.
According to this point, it's only kosher to do it if the roof is open. According to the machmir, you have to open the roof, put down the schach, then you close the roof, and then you can, you know.
But I missed this point. Maybe it was covered. Why is there a chiluk between those that are machmer here by when you put the schach down underneath the cover and then open the cover versus in Sif Beis, where they said it was okay if you did it.
So I told you that the Shartzian is going to explain the difference between the cases, but I'm not going to discuss the Shartzian yet. That was the other case. Didn't make sense to discuss the case yet. So the Shartzian and Yuzayan talks about it.
Okay.
So I missed that. Let's just finish up. We're going to go back. Sirim. So why is it kosher if it has hinges? It has a mechanism which is made to open and close. So then it's okay to open and close on Yom Tov. Because Avi Kipesach, it's a doorway. It's a doorway sideways, but it's a doorway. So, I mean, we could argue, if you think about it, like, you know, that when you, every time you open your door in your house, you're taking away part of your wall, and you close the door, you're adding to the wall. So why is it a problem going in such every time you open and close your door? The answer is we don't look at it like that, because since it's made with a hinge, it's made to open and close. It's not called that you're removing something from the house when the door is open. It's called you're adding something to the house when the door is closed. So the same thing is true when it's horizontal, it's in a roof. But if it has hinges which are made to open and close, it's not called that you're adding something when you close. It's not called you're removing something when you open it. Wayne Lim's here. However, they're made to open and close for sukkah, but they don't have any hinges. There's no mechanism which is there. So it means basically it's taking it aboard in and out. So there, the law is Shorei Al Yedei Yaakov. So why is it Mutar Yedei Yaakov? Because we, since your intent is not really to be a source of the roof, it's not really a stira, so it's not a derais, it's a rabbanon. So Amir Lakum is at the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon for Tzarech Mitzvah, it's called Shus Shus Tzarech Mitzvah, which is Matur. The Yehoikal Shalat Kavur B'mas Merim. If, however, the whole year it wasn't just closed, but it was actually nailed in. So that's part of the roof. So now, taking it out is a Malach of the Reis. Shepsichos and Osim and Atara. He built it with the thing in place. He said, I didn't remove them. Every year they would redo the roof in a certain sense and nail it back in. So now it's nailed in. You can't take it on a Yom Tov. What do you do? So Rebbe Gadol raises the question, maybe we should matter this is the Yedei Yaakov, which is it's a wonder upon him, the Tzarech Mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. He gives this one example. The second example which he gives is the guy making a Sukkah for you. So that's he's making an oil. So Rebbe Gadol may stop Rebbe Gadol Messiah, and he comes out like this. The harvest had to chalil ali chas v'shalom ha-shavim v'arai had to. So he's not taking any chances. Now we have a general rule that we're not matur mir lachem on the rice even the tzarech mitzvah. So what's the suffix over here? The suffix is it really a derais over here? Because it wasn't made for the purpose of to be really a stira, to be really a husafa. So maybe it's not really a derais, even though it was attached with nails.
It was made to be a stira, what?
It's not made, that should be an act of koseh, a real soyser and burner. Remember, Kiryakim, Asher Kosev is there. He holds you can do that. And he's relying on, there's a shita back in Reish Ayin Vav that the Baal Egypt says even a mere la'akim on the derisa is mutter the tzarech mitzvah. So he says, listen, let's be so much on that argument, you're probably in conjunction with the other possibilities. So this situation, he doesn't have a sukkah to sit in, that's necessary. In Ashmoshas, we have the sheet of Rabbi, Rabbi Ranasi. He says, Chazal weren't guys on the Isser of Shmuz of Amir La'akum in Ashmoshas. So, Ben Ashmoshas, there's Mutter, Amir La'akum, Tzarek, and a Malach of the Raisa is Mutter. Now, the truth is over there. The truth is over there. We differentiate in halacha between a case where Ben Shmoshes came on its own, or a person with a kabbal Shabbos. That halacha, you're allowed to tell a goy to do malacha for you. Ben Shmoshes, because they weren't guys on Shmuz, Ben Shmoshes is only if you weren't kabbal Shabbos. So the Chazal weren't guys of Ben Shmoshes. If you're makabel Shabbos, you're basically makabel to be noig with it as a Shabbos already. So that includes in the Sermir Lakum. I think Meshubra better quote. I think the Nadir Behuda says that chiluk. Okay, so you have to be careful not to sit under it when it's closed. Shlo Yeshiv, the Habik Yeshiv, a sukkah should be named as Teichabai. He's sitting in a sukkah in the house. Totally, Zosh Yeo Gagas, and Tochum, hate the Blam, and Begoy, and Beshova, and Matavanos, and Mutin, Ksas, and Laschach. If you picture that they would, the way the boards would open up is they would flip up. That's the scenario that he's picturing right now. So you want them to be flipped up and going straight up, because if they're flipped up and they're leaning in a little bit, they're inclined over the sukkah, that area which is over the sukkah is going to be put, is no good. Even though it's not large enough to pass the sukkah. But the place where the roof is leaning over the sukkah, you can't sit there. Okay. Okay. Constantly people got it. Besides some temporary shemim gimel, mezuzah besukkah part. There's no chiyuv to put mezuzah in your sukkah. Mezuzah is a temporary dwelling, and the chiyuv is not a bias. Umashma, chedush shakol l'shalosh shador b'tomid. Mezuzah meiser agag. Let's say you have a room which you use the whole year, and you have one of these fancy guys. You're going to have a sukkah in your roof, right? And you just basically stay in your regular dining room, and you open up the whole roof of the dining room for sukkahs. Cool, right? Filahochi besukkas patura the b'shivas yamim lav keva mikri. The point is, for those 7 days, that's not your regular mukim anymore. This is, so you went outside. So this room is not chayv and mezuzah anymore. So now, what's going to happen? So the shar tshuva here raises the question about this issue. He says that's not true. It is chayv and sukkah. Excuse me, in mezuzah. Now, you're going to have a problem on the other end. So what you did was you put up a mezuzah out of room which is potter. And now 7 days later you close the gag and you say, well, I have a sukkah there, I have a mezuzah there already. So the mezuzah is in place when the chiyuv comes. So is there a problem of tasa lamin asri on the mezuzah?
It doesn't say asi, it says chzavsam.
What does
this
do? How did
that
change
it? No, we're saying that the sukkah is patur mezuzah.
Right.
So if I have this, we have a fancy arrangement that right. The sukkah's time, this whole roof opens up. Mm-hmm. This becomes a sukkah.
Right.
So it's patur mezuzah.
Okay.
Now, after sukkah, I close the roof. It's a regular room again, so it's chayv and mezuzah again. But the mezuzah was in place before the chiyuv. So that's you're not, the mitzvah is to put the mezuzah on a place which has a chiyuv. But if the mezuzah is there beforehand, it's a problem, you know, the equivalent concept of tassel and osu.
Each year that you'd have that problem.
Each year you'd have that problem.
Is there a machlokas about that? Do you do it, put it up without a bracha? Replace it?
So the Shari Tshuva raises the question over here.
The
Shari Tshuva raises that question over here. Mr. Berzin doesn't get involved in it.
Which oath?
If you, it's a long oath on the page. If you look, I don't know if you have the regular print, you look, what, 2, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom of the Shari Tshuva.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shari Tshuva. Sorry.
It says, in the middle of that line, the Yesh B'Zem Mishum T'Tasav L'Minos, that's Rosh HaTevis, Tov Vav Lamed Mem He, says T'Tasav L'Minos, Sir Likach HaMazuzah L'Koyah Yisom Yichodesh L'Varachal, if you have to take it off and put it back on.
Right.
But going into the Marah, which was he was writing this to the Sefer called the Arbor Turi Oven, so wrote back, Heshiv lo she'em is emeshim tassel l'menosri, she'nasa b'tchila b'hekshir. It's not called tassel l'menosri, because it was made b'tchila b'hekshir. And then he says, then he has died, he goes the line later, by the dot, Poshat m'yolam lo yotzu m'day chiyiv mezuzah, af b'chag, ma'achar shudiris kema kol ha'shana. No, I'm sorry, that's still a quote from this, no, this Sefer Arba Turi Oven. He says, Taka didn't lose the chiyiv. So he's arguing two arguments. It could be you're still chayiv. If you're not chayiv, but since it was made by Heksher, it's not called Tassel L'Menosri. That's his two arguments.
Since you made it the first time.
Right. One example of that, which we have a more modern example of that, is we paskin in Chutzlarts that the Chiyuv Mezuzah doesn't apply to a building that's which you rented until 30 days have passed. So putting up before 30 days, some people like to put up because of Shemira. It's not a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. They put up because the Shemira purpose is having a mezuzah. They should take it down and put it back up again on the 30th day, after 30 days. Okay, let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnei Yishu Shtei Chodorim Zeh Lifnei Mizeh. Im Harlo Mechedra L'Sukkah, Pesach L'Sukkah Tzarech Mezuzah Mishum Chedra. If you have two rooms, and there's a flow from the one room to where the sukkah is now. So that door is between the room and the sukkah. See, the sukkah is part of a mezuzah. This is chayav mezuzah because it needs it because of the. It's like your front door functions as the entrance into your house, even though outside is a chayav mezuzah outside, but for the inside is a chayav mezuzah. Well, the sukkah, the chedra binyan shapesach hu mechadar sukkah. So if you have the I can't picture the case exactly what he's picturing, but a case where the door is basically functioning as for the sukkah, not for the cheder. So the chayav should be potter. But on the other hand, it can act as a beishar. Because even if you have a room which in itself is not chayav mezuzah, if it's an access point to a room which is chayav mezuzah, it becomes like the beishar, the access point to the inner room. So even if this, if I have my sukkah door out to the outside, and then the sukkah is the access point into my inner room, so it could be the outer door of the sukkah is chayiv and mezuzah because it's the access route into my inner room, which is chayiv and mezuzah. So that's, he says, the chayiv, that's considered like a beishar, and that would be chayiv. Okay, so you need to do one shartzim. I guess we'll hold up, we'll pick it up.